It was a spirited and sometimes testy exchange between the seasoned politician and farmer, Chuck Grassley, and the lifelong public servant and trial lawyer, Roxanne Conlin. Grassley wants to preserve Bush-era tax cuts for everyone. Like President Obama, Conlin would repeal the tax cuts on those making $250,000 or more a year.
There are 18,000 people in Iowa whose taxes would be modestly raised under the proposal that I support. But we would close the deficit by $700 billion.
Grassley says that would harm small business. Conlin calls that manifestly false. She says only a fraction of those who would pay higher taxes are small business owners. On jobs and the economy, Grassley links Conlin with what he calls the failed job programs of the Democrats.
She wants you to believe she's going to create jobs. And I think it's an extension of the Reid-Pelosi-Obama program that is destroying jobs.
For example, Grassley says Democrats' plans for cap-and-trade legislation will drive jobs overseas. On foreign affairs, Conlin says it's time to bring American troops home from Afghanistan. Grassley says that's an invitation to terrorists to attack the U.S. Conlin bemoans the obstructionism and hyper-partisanship on full display in Congress.
Anything that Democrats propose, Republicans oppose, no matter what it is, even if it's their own ideas.
To hammer home her outsider status, she repeats her vow not to take money from special interest groups known as PACs. But Grassley says Conlin sat atop one of the most powerful special interest groups in the country as head of the National Trial Lawyers Association. Speaking to reporters after the taping, each candidate tried to paint the other as the wealthier.
She said she's going to put $10 million into this campaign. If she decides to do that, I'm behind the eight ball right now.
But Conlin says we will not be able to do the kind of TV that Senator Grassley will be able to do. In Des Moines, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.